Pause button, Ken, while I ask Tim Montgomery the same question. What will happen next?
Well, look,
okay, Jones's question.
I don't do predict. I said that David Cameron wouldn't win the 2015 election. I said that Jeremy Corbyn wouldn't become Labour leader. I said that Trump wouldn't get the Republican nomination.
So what are you doing on this panel?
Presidency. I don't know. You keep inviting me back. So predicting the future, I'm sort of, is a very dangerous game, certainly when I'm supposed to be in my professional expertise. But let me say one thing that I really do have absolute belief in, and I'm sorry to say this to Stella, who's someone I greatly respect in so much of her work, but I think a second referendum would be disastrous for this country. I think the whole chatter about a second referendum has already made it harder for us to get a good deal in Brussels. I think it's undermined the incentive of the European Union to give us a good deal. I know there was trading of insults on both sides, but at the last election, Leave voters, Giesel will remember this, were accused of being racist. They were accused of being stupid, that unlike most people, they didn't really understand the issues. And of course, they were very old, and at least in a second referendum, a lot of Leave voters would have died, and so we might have a victory. And what's the question going to be? Is it going to be three questions? Is it going to be no deal, Theresa May's deal versus Remain? In which case, is the winning option the one that gets most votes, or do you have to get over 50%?
Okay, let's ask.
If Remain wins, we'll have to renegotiate the head of the EU budget. As already said, our contribution will have to go up. Will we be part of the EU army? Do they then have a third referendum on the deal that's negotiated? When does this end? I think we have to say the people have voted, let's implement this decision, and let's not completely risk faith in our democracy by telling people you got it wrong, vote again.